The stairs are not my friends right now. Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning with 39, is familiar. And one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourselves and us." But the other answered him, rebuking him, and said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence and condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And you remember that Jesus told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Golgotha, the place of the skull. It's harsh and cold. It's windswept and stony. And the criminal's there. He's pale and gaunt. The ticking of his life's clock is slowing. His situation is disgraceful. He's taking the last steps down a spiral staircase of failure. One crime after another, one sin after another. Lower and lower he descended until he reached the bottom, a crossbeam and three nails. He can't hide who he is. His only clothing is disgrace. No fancy resume, no Sunday school awards, just a naked history of failure. But beside him, he sees Jesus. Earlier, he had mocked him, but now he doesn't. Now he studies Jesus. Then from the other side, the insults and accusations fly like arrows from an archer's bow. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it. Save yourself, and while you're at it, save us too." The first criminal responds in defense, "Don't you fear God?" See, only minutes earlier, these same lips had cursed Jesus, but now they're defending him. And notice the two facts that he states that we all must recognize. We are getting what we deserve. This man has done nothing wrong. We are guilty. He is innocent. We are filthy. He is pure. We are wrong, and he is right. He's not on the cross for his sins. He's there for ours. Once the criminal understands this, there's only one obvious response. "Remember me." No excuses. Just a simple, desperate plea. At the last minute, at the last moment, he receives the greatest gifts: forgiveness and grace. Is this a story from long ago or from a land far away? Listen. Listen closely. Maybe you hear the sound of a ticking clock. Or is the story more recent? Maybe even current. Was it then? Or is it now? How much time is left for me? How much time is left for you? Have you come here to shoot insults and accusations? Or do you come as this criminal, exposed by the disgrace of our crimes and our sins, with a naked history of failure, with no excuses or no fancy jargon? Only we come with a simple, desperate plea, wanting nothing more than we received, and hoping for everything that he received: forgiveness and grace. Look beside you. Look around. Do you see Jesus? He told us, "Where two or three are gathered in his name," he said, "I am among you." Father, we come to remember Jesus. and the price that was paid. Father, we stand before you exposed, knowing who we are, knowing what we are, but coming with that same simple, desperate plea. You've remembered us. And so, Father, we come to remember Christ at this time. For we ask your blessing upon these emblems as we partake of the bread and the cup, that we might remember his body and his blood that was given in love and mercy for us. We ask all this in his holy name.